Space Cadets, set your auto guidance to warp 3 and your phasers to stun, cause it's time for Azor Starbolt, Space Android. In our last first episode, the episode that was last, the first one, before this one, our two radiation-raving heroes, Azort...
Hi.
And what?
Hi!
What?
Hi!
Our two heroes plunged fatally into the heart of a giant red star. That means that the series is over. Therefore, we'd like to start a new series at this point, entitled Canadian Cuisine, in which we look at the food that has made this country famished. And now your host, Trustin Hewitt.
Bien merci, Jean.
Jim.
Tim. Today I'd like to look at the salade, the favorite Canadien, soup bowl everywhere. I think I'll look at this one. All the reds, the blues. I do hope you have a color radio to pick up all the lovely colors in this one. Just a dandy. It's really a simple salad I've started with today. Your basic greens, tomatoes, some flavorful croutons, and, of course, a real Canadian treat, cottage cheese. As we all know, a good source of cottage cheese is the sun. And the sun... The sun?
The sun! The sun?
The sun turns into cottage cheese! Oh my god, quick, someone do something! Get a spoon, something!
Pass the cottage cheese, what?
Sure thing, Azort. There's plenty more, but I didn't know androids ate that kind of stuff.
It's an effective lubricant and hair groomer, and we're pretty lucky that we came across it. But I'd just like to know where it came from. What happened to the giant red star we were plunging into, how we're going to get out of it all, and what salad dressing to use. But my guess is that Balfa the Nebulous, that horned heathen, has something to do with all this.
The amazing android has no idea how right he is.
He does now.
This isn't your scene. Get back into the ship. How many times have I told you not to wander around? And look, you're tracking cottage cheese all over the place.
In his secluded hideaway in the ectoplasmic meteor fields, Belfod watches Tri-Vision with his evil ally, Transfor Gro of the Federation of Mutants.
I love it when the big guy does that funny thing with his second hand.
Well, personally, I find it quite distasteful. We mutants aren't without feeling, you know, no matter how many limbs we're missing.
Hey! You didn't have to turn it off. He was about to do that bit with a toaster.
Well, I think it's time we got down to some serious business. After all, now that most of the stars have been turned into cottage cheese by my men with your transplanar saladitator, we want to know just where all the riches and rewards are that you promised us.
Listen, you stupid stalpation deviant. You think those morons will hand over everything they got just because you turned the lights out? You gotta give them the cold treatment. Make them stiffen to the chilly wind of a biting reality. Shiver with frosty anticipation. Quake with icy terror. And before you know it, we drop down and purloin their polar purses. And we're rich beyond our wildest dreams.
But what about the retaliation?
We'll do that too.
No, I mean them. For all we know, they're mobilizing their forces right now and warping right into this sector to blast us all to Arcturus and back.
That's where you come in.
No, that's where I came in.
You did not. I distinctly remember you entering from over there.
Don't point those claws at me, you troom demon.
If you don't stop these insults, I'll have you and all your disgusting friends thrown out of here without pressure suits.
Hey, Sarge, what do you make of that?
If it's another one of those stupid solid stars, I'll be sick. I hate health food.
It's not that, Sarge. Take a look. It's some kind of big thing like a fish. And it's moving in on the cottage cheese.
Hey, you know, you're right. Take a look at that thing. It's like a 1,000-mile-long pickle, and it's growing. As it eats, it's growing.
It's massive.
No, it's Fromtag, the dreaded vegetarian space beast that even now is eating closer and closer to our hero's spaceship.
Hear that, what?
I still say it's massive.
Hey, who are you, and what do you think you're doing in here?
I don't know.
What is all that noise? How am I supposed to reprogram my visual banks while there's noise going on?
I'm not sure, but I think that noise is...
Fromtag, the dreaded vegetarian space beast that is even now eating closer and closer to our hero's spaceship.
Hey, now what are you doing here?
Gee, this is weird. A moment ago, I was sitting in a studio, minding my own business and blowing my lines.
Well, whatever the case, I don't think Watt has enough lines.
You're sure righto again, Android. And there's only one spiffo jiffy way we'll get you out of this one.
Enlighten us, Dwarf.
All right, everybody. If you believe in Peter Pan, clap. Come on.
Clap?
We'll never bring Tinkerbell back unless you all clap. Real loud. Come on, he starts, the others join in.
Listen, Jim, we'll never get out of this unless you start the extra.
You got the wax, Johnnerino?
Right here on this record player.
All right.
What will happen to 22,000 people in Azort's spaceship? Will Tinkerbell be saved? How about what? Who is Nanook the Spearchucker? Is Malcolm? Will Belfod see the end of his show? Will Fromtag be stopped before it eats up our sound effects records? Will this extra never end? No! For a lengthier answer, tune in next week for maybe even yet another episode of...
Azort Starbolt Space Android!
This week you thrilled to the voices of John Coneskin, Zeke Gross,
he's sick,
Randy Williams,
hi,
Al Thaw,
hi,
and your announcer myself, Jim O'Regan, hi. Azort Starbolt is a Jeff Green Hyperborea production and can be copied into any language and broadcast as long as it's Nepalese.